Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, November 17th, 2016. Hi, Burns. Let's start with OSU's football nail-biter with Texas Tech.
I'll tell you, Kelly, these cardiac boys are really going to get me if they I'm ready for a blowout, but it doesn't look like anything's in sight. We're looking forward to going to Fort Worth and taking on the TCU Horned Frogs, and then, of course, Bedlam follows 2 weeks after that. So I guess we'll get through this season. It's been really something.
And Burns, a special designation for OSU connected to veterans.
That's right, Kelly. We had wonderful celebrations on in honoring veterans on Veterans Day, and we were very honored to be, I think, the 25th Purple Heart University in the country, and the only one in the state of Oklahoma. So we're very proud of that. We had several veterans back for that that ceremony, and I was proud to sign the proclamation.
Well, let's turn to OSU's efforts to help ensure the sweet smell of waving wheat.
Yeah, it's not just wheat, but grass and peanuts, seed. This is new varieties of seed that are developed here at Oklahoma State, under the leadership of Brett Carver, who is truly a world leader, especially in the wheat area. He leads OSU's wheat improvement team. But in any event, the Oklahoma Foundation Seed Stocks is a foundation which markets this seed to farmers. And so we grow ground on a new facility, which will be three times the size of the one we have currently. The annual production of seed has more than doubled over the last 5 years. Four of the most popular varieties of wheat grown in Oklahoma accounts for more than 40% of our state's total crop, and it's really up and down the plains here that Oklahoma wheat is used. It's really enabled our wheat farmers to better combat drought and disease and pests, and this new facility will enable us to meet demand and actually increase the distribution. So we're very proud of Brett Carver and his team and the great service they're providing to Oklahoma farmers as well as outside of the state, and for the revenues that come from the sale of these seeds.
And finally, Burns, you and Mike Turpin are getting together tonight. Are you both going to be on your best behavior?
We'll try. This is, I don't know how many years we've done this, but the Oklahoma Hall of Fame ceremony is coming around once again this evening, and they have a really great group of inductees. The honorees are Major General Rita Aragon, who is the first female commander of the Oklahoma Air National Guard, Michael Burge, who was the first Native American federal judge. Mike is in private practice today. Dan Dillingham from Enid, where he had a successful career in insurance and ranching and oil and gas industry, still does, as a matter of fact, and is a good OSU grad. Becky Dixon, who has had a distinguished career with ABC Sports and today runs a marketing firm in Tulsa. Kelly O'Hara, one of Broadway's great stars. She won the 2015 Tony Award for Best Leading Actress in a Musical for a role in King and I. And she comes from a long line of OSU grads, her mom and dad and brother and many others. Kelly actually went to OCU and studied under Florence Birdwell. And then Russell Westbrook of the Oklahoma City Thunder, certainly one of the NBA's biggest stars and active in the Oklahoma City community, will be inducted. So it ought to be quite a night.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.